I have a whole series of announcements. I hope you will join us after the reading for punch and goodies in the hall. The next reading in our Visiting Poets series will be Wednesday, November 12th with poet Jack Gilbert in this auditorium at 8 o'clock. The Wednesday after that, November 19th, is the graduate student reading with some of this year's MFA poetry candidates, Matt Markovich, Jihook Han, Kate Rosenberg, and Robert Hepworth. That too will be in this auditorium at 8 o'clock. Laverne Clark will read from her new book at 3 p.m. at the Poetry Center on November 20th. That's Thursday. In a co-sponsored event with the University of Arizona Extended University's Writing Works Center, authors Adrian Castro and Victor Hernandez Cruz will give a workshop and reading this Saturday. Information about these events is in the lobby. Tonight's reader, Brenda Hillman, will also give a talk, Alternative Punctuation in Contemporary Poetry, tomorrow evening at the Dinnerware Gallery at 7. That's Thursday evening, tomorrow at 7. The talk is co-sponsored by POG and Chax Press and made possible by support from the Arizona Humanities Council. To introduce Brenda Hillman, we have University of Arizona Creative Writing Professor Jane Miller.
Welcome. In an age where the superficial poem or the purely experimental one has made a noise, Brenda Hillman has made a music by anticipating the next wave of soul-searching in American writing. She is fearless about taking on huge themes, fearless about introducing dozens of tones from the humorous to the reverent, fearless about self-revelation. Who among us, writers, readers, students of the art, can not only show poise in the face of such exposure, but also tenderness? The early poems of Coffee 3 A.M. and White Dress anticipate her fooling around with form and content with freewheeling confidence. Fooling around, that is, as the fool in alchemical terms fools, with a wisdom that, especially in the new poems of Loose Sugar, sets a standard for other poets' struggles and invites a new readership of contemporary poetry to see the world in its multiplicity. Please join me in welcoming home to Tucson a poet whose bright existence demands that we examine beyond the edge of the natural world. Winner of such honors as the Delmore Schwartz Memorial Award, the Poetry Society of America's Norma Farber First Book Prize, and Guggenheim and National Endowment Fellowships, ladies and gentlemen, homegirl Brenda Hillman.